You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
3:04 on a Thursday, the final day of the month of July. It is the Gym Class coming your way from our very chilly studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew will join us coming up on the other side of the glass here in just a moment or two. We got a good show coming up for you. The penultimate edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to talk golf with you. I know it's not Wednesday. It is Thursday, but Cubs were on yesterday against the Brewers. We moved Caddy Smack to Thursday. So Brian Haas from Lake House Sports will be joining us coming up in just a little bit as we get into the month of August. Your questions for Brian. We'll talk a little golf. FedEx Cup playoffs around the corner. Who's going to make the Ryder Cup? Looking back at the Open Championship. Lots of things to talk about in the world of golf, and we'll do that with Brian Haas coming up in just a little bit. And if you have a question for Brian, you can get it in on the text line right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. And it's also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash back. Couple days vacation, and then we were off yesterday. We're off tomorrow as well. Cubs taking on Baltimore, or what may be left of the Baltimore Orioles, on Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field. So we will be off tomorrow and back with you coming up on Monday of next week when the calendar turns to August. Happy last day of July, Mark, and National Jelly Bean Day.
Thank you, Scott. I was not aware of the latter, but good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And I haven't seen you for a week. You don't look much different, but
got a haircut.
Okay.
That's it. I got a haircut, but I didn't expect you to notice that. Guys don't notice things like that. They don't. Thanks to you and Isaac for steadying the ship on Monday and Tuesday. Good shows. Listened in on those with Rob Gray, and it's always good when Cal joins us. We got one media day under the belt, and now Iowa will be coming up in about a week or so as Iowa State had to have theirs early with the trip to Ireland coming up. So interesting stuff from Rob Gray, certainly, and thank him for coming on the program. As I mentioned, we got Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up a little bit later on with the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, 319-366-1600. Uh-oh, you are not happy, are you, Mark? I was just about to introduce the fact that it is a couple things to talk about before we get to golf. Number one, our long national nightmare is over. Ladies and gentlemen, football is back tonight, and we've got it for you. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Detroit Lions from Canton, Ohio, and Hall of Fame Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. So we got that to discuss a little bit because everyone is waiting for Trey Lance versus Hendon Hooker coming up tonight. That is your quarterback starting lineup this evening, Trey Lance for the L.A. Chargers and Hendon Hooker for the Detroit Lions. Do not expect anybody of ilk to play in this game tonight. And I get it, Mark. I get it. It is the first football game of the year. By the way, there will not be a Thursday for the rest of the calendar year without football on it. God bless America. And I get it. People are anxious to get out there and throw their summer hard-earned cash on this thing. But if you're putting a lot of money onto a game that you don't know 7/8 of the players, I don't know what to say.
That'd be tough to break down, wouldn't it? And a lot of the starters, most of the starters won't even play in this game, but there's a reason it's on national TV and a reason on national radio.
It's football.
Because of football's popularity, and particularly the NFL, whole slug of games, most teams, if not all, will play between now and the end of the weekend. So it's back.
It is back, and we are happy to bring it to you right here on 1600 ESPN tonight. Hello, Andrew. Do you have a parka out there?
I have a sweatshirt out here, yeah.
I may need to borrow it later. I'll give you a heads up.
Right, that's why it's here, because it's so cold in here.
It's 59 in here.
You know those girls in the afternoon? Just have them turn up the thermostat a little bit.
I can go over and do that. Like this morning, both I and Todd had sweatshirts on in here, because it was that cold.
It's cold. I'm right there with you, man. Shorts was a bad idea. 319-366-1600. It is also, we are 1 hour, 49 minutes, and 49 seconds from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Mark could not speak at the start of the program because we've had several trades, a couple of pretty major ones. One just came down the line, Mark. Now, are you happy about it? Your first reaction was, I don't believe you were happy about this. But now you've had a chance to kind of digest it a little bit. Your Twins have been very active today, not on probably the side you would like to see, but they have been active, and they just got even more active a couple minutes ago.
Well, the Twins season has been disappointing in my mind, hugely so. And now it's just gotten, they're just dismantling the team. Correa is the fifth player from the Twins that have been moved, and they may not be done yet. Because the trade deadline is at 5 o'clock. Already, Duran, the closer, is gone to Philadelphia, along with Dobnik. Harrison Bader dealt today, also to the Phillies. Should have done my homework on
See
Philly.
What happens when you lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox? Thank you, Andrew.
That's not where I was going, but I should have done my homework on Phillies minor leaguers because the Twins are loading up on them. And with Correa, I don't know. This is just breaking. You know, he's the leader of this particular team along with Buxton. He was just in the clubhouse with Rocco Baldelli when there was a meltdown with Griffin Jacks yesterday as to why Baldelli took Jacks out of the game, and Correa, being the leader, sat in on the meeting, and now he's gone. And
back to Houston.
What I don't know is what not only what the Twins are getting in return, but how much of his salary the Twins are going to have to absorb. You know, are they going to have to pay $50 million of his contract? I hope not. $20, $30 million? Why are they unloading him? Is there a new buyer of the Twins? There's Twins fans out there. I'm not a ton of them, but I don't know. I'm just between refreshing my phone and all the trades and whatnot, and this pops up. I don't know.
It's tough. I was there last year. Unbelievably, perhaps the White Sox have been very quiet. Very quiet. No Luis Robert. No Andrew Benintendi trades as of yet. So
a little less than 2 hours left, though.
Still got two hours. A little less than 2 hours left. But, yes, Carlos Correa back to the Houston Astros, where they're getting the band back together, apparently. Seattle has made noise with Suarez, Naylor coming over. Cal Raleigh, we know what he can do and how far he can hit the ball. So Houston, Seattle made moves. Houston, your turn. And Houston went in, got Carlos Correa back. So this is always a very interesting day as far as Major League Baseball. And if you'd like to comment, 319-366-1600, what you think is going to happen maybe with your team, trading players, acquiring players, whatever the case may be. And, yes, Cyclone Tim, I did not have Trey Lance being a Charger in my bingo card either, but that's where we are in 2025 for Trey Lance. 319-366-1600. Cedric Mullins traded from the Baltimore Orioles to the New York Mets. You mentioned Harrison Bader being traded as well from your Twins back to the National League. He was a Cardinal stalwart at one point. We'll see if he can pick up things back in the National League. David Bednar is now going to be the closer, or, well, I would think one of the closers for the New York Yankees, coming from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Suarez, of course, going to Seattle.
Back to Seattle.
Back to Seattle. I don't think we're done yet. I think it's going to be somewhat of an active last hour before 5 o'clock. I think Spencer is going to be refreshing a lot during that first hour of Spencer on Sports today, from 4 until 6.
Yeah, it's almost hilarious. Some of these guys, I mean, Suarez was with Seattle just 2 years ago, and the Twins just traded Brock Stewart back to the Dodgers. He was an original Dodger.
Yep.
And it's like, they give up on a guy, and then they want him back, and I guess it's the nature of baseball, but I don't know about this Correa deal. Clearly, I can see what the Twins are doing. They're trying to dump money. But you've got a guy. And I mean, Correa might go off with the Astros, but he hasn't exactly lit things up offensively. He's a tremendous defensive player. He's a good clubhouse guy. He and Duran, their families liked Minnesota. But now they're gone to Houston and Philadelphia. And that's another aspect about, you know, these trades, families getting uprooted. It's the nature of baseball. I get it. You know, that's an aspect of things too. But I'm actually kind of surprised at that. The team that really got better, I think, is the Padres.
Padres, yes.
The Padres got Yordan Alvarez and Mason Miller. Really, an interesting trade with the Athletics. Mason Miller going over to the Padres, but the Athletics get in return a lot of young,
including
talent.
Maybe, arguably, one of the top three players in all of minor league baseball, as far as prospects are concerned. The young 18-year-old shortstop. Well, we say 18. we're going to go by that, but that's going to be big to see. Again, how long does he stay in Oakland? Or Sacramento, or Vegas, or wherever the heck they're calling these things. Leo DeVries is really good and has a chance to be a superstar. Still a youngster. He's only 18 years old. He gets to the A's, and unless things change, they're going to Vegas. I get it. Whole new regime, if you will. But is everything going to change as far as the A's are concerned? I mean, used to be they get guys for 3 or 4 years, really good prospects, become good players, and they ship them off because they can't afford them. Is that going to be the same thing for the A's coming up?
Yeah, you don't know. The trade deadline is a day. Largely, the teams in contention get pieces that, whether it's a starter, a top relief pitcher, an outfielder like Bader, somebody like Mullins, those teams trying to strengthen their roster for the stretch run here, and you got other teams that are betting on the future. And so many times that future is uncertain. You mentioned those players end up getting traded again as part of other deals, or they never pan out. It's, some today are betting on the now, some are betting on the future.
25-37, trade deadline sell-offs are always rough. I'll never get over the 2021 trade deadline as a Cubs fan. That was a tough one. Cubs have been somewhat quiet. Mike Soroka, the former White Sox Canadian sensation, now on the north side. It'll be great when he starts piling up wins. And they haven't made a big trade, though. They made a couple little ones. I still think the Cubs are looking for a starter. I think they're looking for a starter. They've had people ask about Ballesteros. They don't want to give him up. He's considered perhaps their number one guy coming out of the minor leagues. But looking at what the Brewers have for starting pitching and what the Cubs have for starting pitching, I think the Cubs need to get somebody in there. But remains to be seen in the next hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah, Mitch Keller from Cedar Rapids still there with Pittsburgh. He's been bandied about, but I kind of think Pittsburgh is going to hang on to Keller. We that could change here in the next hour plus. It'd be nice for him to get out of Pittsburgh, I guess, but Pittsburgh has given up, you know, their closer. They've given up, you know, a couple other pieces, but
third baseman.
We'll see. Yeah, Brian. Yeah. We'll see. And as you said, Spencer's going to be busy, I think, the next hour.
I think he is. Cyclone Tim, yeah, your Reds, that's a head scratcher. They need a power bat and relief pitching. They went get a defensive third baseman and a starting pitcher. Well, again, it might be the whole Brewer thing. I mean, Brewer's got a heck of a rotation. You talk about Seattle, the team, and I mentioned this to you earlier today. I think Toronto may have stolen things today with Shane Bieber, if he is healthy. If he is healthy, and he's been in a couple of rehab starts now, the former Cy Young Award winner for the Cleveland Guardians, who all of a sudden the American League Central has become like the bargain basement at Macy's.
Yeah.
Except the White Sox last year, Twins this year, Cleveland this year. There's talk that Kwan is going to go in the next hour, which would be, I think, really sad. He's a heck of a player. One of my favorites out there. We'll see if somebody can pick him up. I don't know, but I don't know. Kansas City, I think if you're the White Sox, there's a little bit of optimism looking at the future now.
They're playing a lot better baseball.
8-4 since the All-Star break. They're not going to do anything crazy this year. We know that. But looking 2 and 3 years down the road for Kansas City and Chicago, we know what Detroit's got. I'm feeling a little better today as a White Sox fan.
Cincinnati's an interesting study because the Reds are having a pretty good year. What, 5 or 6 over 500?
Yep.
And probably have aspirations of a wild card berth, but maybe not the front office. You know, it's an interesting dynamic. They're not solidly in the wild card, but certainly have possibilities. You know, do you go all in this year, or do you stay pat, comfortable with what you have, or, you know, unload? And I don't think the Reds are unloading, but I'm not sure they're really building for a run this year.
They're featuring Joe Ryan right now on ESPN. I don't think there's any way in the world the Twins give up Joe Ryan.
If that pops up, I'm going to walk out of the studio.
Andrew, tell Spencer, just in case Mark wants to leave, if Joe Ryan gets traded, we may need some help.
Now that Duran has been traded, you got to keep Jax. Joe Ryan is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
And he's through 2027, 3 more years under team control,
and
too.
Willie Castro has been talked about quite a bit, but where else can you find a guy who can play 7 positions and switch hit? I don't know.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Mark talked about building for the future. May not even have baseball in a couple of years if they don't figure out the CBA with a pending lockout and strike possibly looming. That on the text line. I always have hope and optimism that things are going to get taken care of.
Yeah, it depends on whether you believe Bryce Harper or Rob Manfred.
True. Looking at the standings right now, and we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up. We'll get to Caddy Smack and the Gym Class here in just a little bit as well. Toronto right now, your leader in the American League East by 4 games over the Yankees and 5 over the very, very warm Boston Red Sox at this particular point. Tampa Bay has really fallen off since the All-Star break. Detroit's got a 9-game lead over Cleveland. 9.5 over Kansas City. If Kwan goes, I don't see any way how Kansas City doesn't pass Cleveland anytime soon. And the Astros with a 5-game lead over both Seattle and Texas, who's been playing pretty decent baseball as of late. Wild card right now in the American League would be the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners/Rangers. They are tied for the last spot. Guardians are only 2.5 games out of the wild card.
Yeah.
Royals are only 3 games out of the wild card at this point. National League, Mets with a half-game lead over the Phillies. And the Braves are playing out the string, by the way. Brewers with a game lead over the Cubs, 7.5 over Cincinnati. Cardinals have now fallen to 10 back. Dodgers with a 3-game lead over San Diego, 9 over the struggling San Francisco Giants. And the wild card in the National League at this point, you've got the Cubs, the Phillies, and the Padres with a 3-game lead over Cyclone Tim's Cincinnati Reds at this particular time. And Reds and the Padres are going to probably battle it out right now for the postseason spots in the National League. Giants made that big trade earlier on with Boston. That really hasn't done and paid dividends at all. Cardinals, they got rid of their closer. Could get some more guys to leave St. Louis here in the next hour. We'll have to wait and see. Right now, I think it's 7 teams for 6 spots in the National League.
I think San Diego is going to be solid with the addition of Mason Miller. The back end of that that pitching staff is going to be so solid. It's going to be so tough for teams. San Diego getting the lead and trying to come back on that team. I think Padres may not win the division, but they're going to be solid.
And the Dodgers, how about Shohei having to leave his last pitching start? Staying in the game as a DH, but had to leave as far as the pitching is concerned. That side of things. But I don't know. Dodgers have not ran away with this thing like a lot of people thought they were going to. San Diego has hung tough. San Francisco, we'll see. They made a move. Arizona's thrown up the white flag, so they are probably looking down the line. All right, 3:26. We're going to talk. We'll keep you updated. If there's a big trade, we'll throw it out there. But going to talk some golf, caddy smack on the gym class coming up here in just a little bit. And before that, going to give it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, a classic local American restaurant right off of First Avenue, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. What do we got?
Just 3 games in Major League Baseball, one of them in the afternoon. That is being delayed in the 5th inning. The Yankees leading the Rays 7-4. A couple of local-related developments in the National Football League today. The Bengals have signed former Iowa tight end Noah Fant, who had been released by Seattle. And the New Orleans Saints cut former Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers, who had signed after a tryout in May. The Cubs will be honoring the late Ryne Sandberg this Saturday. Players will wear blue number 23 jerseys without last names against the Orioles at Wrigley Field. Finally, Coke College in Cedar Rapids has announced it will add women's wrestling to its roster of sports. The Cohawks will begin competing in the 2026-27 season. Former Co 3-time All-American Caleb Reeves will be the head coach there. And I know, Scott, you weren't here when Ryne Sandberg passed, but I know he was. And Isaac and I talked about players on other teams like Sandberg, like Cal Ripken, like Joe Mauer, that demanded ultimate respect. And I know he was kind of a hero of yours.
He was my favorite player, despite the fact that he was on that other side of town. But I loved Ryne Sandberg and the way he played and just his overall outlook. And, yeah, that was you kind of knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody that followed baseball knew how bad things were. But it was still shocking to see that come down the line. And, yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. And you can like players from teams that aren't your favorites. Maybe that's a topic someday.
Yeah.
We'll file that one away. Mm. Andrew, remember that. File that one away. Isaac, if you're listening, file that one away. All right, 319-366-1600. Before we get to the bottom of the hour break and before we start talking some golf with you, I do want to let everybody know that Hurtina Stocker Jewelers and 1600 ESPN coming together for It's Time for Football, the football word of the day. You're going to hear it four times, 7:30 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, 11:30 a.m., 5:30 on Spencer on Sports, and right here on the Gym Class at 3:30. Enter the football word of the day at kgymradio.com for a chance to win the local prize and get a shot at winning $5,000. And also, you a chance to win a $150 gift card, an Iowa Hawkeyes men's watch, and maybe that $5,000 in cash. Thanks to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Today's word is appropriate for tonight. Kickoff, because we have the Chargers and the Lions coming up this evening from Tom Benson Memorial Field in Canton, Ohio. So kickoff is your word. Go to kgymradio.com for more information. We'll come back, have a Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for you when we return on a Thursday, July 31st edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Winds will start to calm down and we'll keep those cloud-free skies as we head into tonight. Lows will drop down to the mid and lower 50s. Haze from the wildfire smoke will linger around throughout tonight and into tomorrow as well. It will be comfortable with highs only reaching in the middle 70s with very little humidity. By this weekend and into next week, high temperatures will be inching closer to normal, getting closer to those lower to middle 80s. That was a quick check of your weather first forecast. I'm meteorologist David Holtman.
Hey parents, exciting news. Iowa HHS has launched the Healthy Kids Iowa pilot program to help keep your children nourished and full of energy. If you qualify, you can access extra foods throughout the summer. Think fresh fruits, veggies, dairy, grains, and proteins. Join us at various locations across Iowa and let's make this summer both delicious and nutritious for our kids. Want to find out more? Head over to hhs.iowa.gov/healthy-kids-iowa. Healthy Kids Iowa. Healthy starts here. A message from Iowa HHS.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and this summer, it's still going. Are you ready to climb to the top? Gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, and every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August the 17th, play each day for free in the Quick Rewards app and score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice-cold Pepsi, bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade or Propel, sparkling bubbler, smooth Starbucks, refreshing Pure Leaf, or the high-voltage taste of Rockstar. Grab one of those with hot food and earn two bonus plays. And every week, someone's cashing in, and the cash prize climbs each week by $5,000, going higher and higher until someone reaches the top, scoring that ultimate $250,000 cash money prize. No purchase necessary. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes. And when you stop on in to your neighborhood Quickstar, pick up some of these great, great deals that are going on right now, including Urge chips and popcorn, assorted varieties, 5 to 12 ounce bags, 2 for $4, limit 4, and the Quickery buns for hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs, 8 count pack, 2 for $2, limit 4. Available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Hi, I'm Stacey Dayball, your branding specialist with KZIA. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, it starts with a conversation and a transformation. I'll sit down with you one-on-one to uncover what makes your business unique and build a strategy that tells your story in a way people remember with our proven transformation system. We don't just advertise, we build your brand, your voice, your future. Let's make your business unforgettable. Schedule your meeting with me today at KZIA.com under the Transformation tab.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
You ever get decision paralysis, like figuring out what to watch or what to eat? Well, the same applies if you're hiring. It can be overwhelming to have too many candidates to sort through. But with ZipRecruiter, you can proactively find the best ones quickly. How? Through the innovative resume database. ZipRecruiter's resume database uses advanced filtering to quickly hone in on top candidates for your roles. See someone who stands out? You can unlock their contact info instantly. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/sports. That's ZipRecruiter.com/sports.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Back with you at 3:34 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports coming up next. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the Hall of Fame game. It'll be the Chargers and the Detroit Lions from Canton, Ohio. Really looking forward to that. Should be. I'm looking forward to the first parts of the game just to see a little football, Mark. Will I watch or listen to the entire game? We'll see. We'll see.
Same way.
319-366-1600. And it is time for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our penultimate edition. We'll have Brian on one more time here for the summer. Always great talking golf with him from Lake House Sports. And Brian and I have something in common right now.
And what would that be?
We're both getting ready for the biggest tournament of the year.
definitely.
yours a little. Well, each one has its own merits, you know. City right. Am for myself, like to always yep. play well, and you got the Iowa Open this weekend, right?
Yeah, and it's always fun to go back and play Blue Top, and you know, I always enjoy it there. Great golf course, and just one of those events, you know, when we moved here, gosh, I don't know, 2006-07. I played in the Open. I think we were at Des Moines Country Club. And it might have been the first Iowa PGA event that I played in. I think I finished in the top 10. I think it was ninth or something like that. And so ever since then, it's kind of had a little spot in my heart.
For you and other PGA, Iowa PGA section pros, is this the tournament of the year, or how does it rank?
You know, it's in there mainly because of the dollars that are in it. And as far as, you know, the amount of money a player can make. The other reason it's in there is the venue. You know, it's still one of the best golf courses in the state of Iowa. If not the best, I guess it depends who you ask. And then lastly, if you're Iowa, it's your Iowa Open, right? It's kind of like a state championship in a way for golf professionals, since you know they can't play in the Iowa Amateur. So it is kind of our state Open championship. So it has a lot of those little feelings to it. I would say for the golf professionals, probably our PGA Championship is the biggest event, because it has, you know, a few dollars riding on it. It has the opportunity to play in the PGA Championship. It also has the opportunity to play in the National Professional Championship. So equally, you know, important as making dollars, it's, you know, what do you get to move on to play in from that event?
It's like the U.S. Open for the state of Iowa.
That's exactly what it is.
If you have a question for Brian about your game, go ahead, get it to us. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we've talked about this a couple times in the past, Brian. And for people that are in the know, they will know what I'm talking about. Mark knows as well as I do. You know it as well. Tournament golf is completely different than playing regular golf on a Wednesday morning with your buddies out there. It's completely different.
Even, you know, just the casual round of golf, I struggle to play a casual round of golf. There's no competition in there for me. And I'm really just playing against the golf course. And for whatever reason, I need all that competition. And kind of grew up that way, very competitive. And that's hard to get out of a player. That's not the way everybody plays. But that happens to be the way that I like to play. But when you go to a tournament, it just has a different feel. There's a lot of them have starters, so they're calling out your name when you walk up to the tee. And you know, sometimes there's people watching, you know, depending on how big the event is. And it's just a different feel altogether.
Brian, how do you prepare? Maybe this will help Scott going into the City Am. Do you prepare to kind of fine-tune your I got a scramble coming up in a week. Maybe help me, too.
Yeah.
But do you concentrate more on fine-tuning your swing and your game, or also knowing the course you're going to play, of which you're pretty familiar this week?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me and for a lot of players, if they can switch off of playing golf swing and start playing golf, that's a big deal. And that's the biggest thing I try to do is try to get out of playing golf swing and start playing golf. And then also tell myself there's a variance in every shot. And just for simple math purposes, when a player hits a drive 300 yards, which is just, I'm using 300 yards as a math, simple math, your variance for that driver should be 75 yards. That's what you should expect in variance left and right. And that's normal. And so when we hit a ball and you aim at the middle of the fairway, well, that could be 75 yards right, and that could be 75 yards left. And so I think the biggest thing that I try to do is make sure that I'm moving the ball typically in one direction for 95 or 98% of my shots, and that I'm using that variance, no matter what length that is, to my advantage, and trying to hit balls, in my case, cuts, to where the ball starts down the left quarter of the fairway, which gives me three quarters of the fairway of more of variance, as long as I'm moving the ball in the direction I need it to move. And that makes things more accurate and allows you to hit more fairways or hit more greens, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you also get to the greens, and one big difference is those three-footers and four-footers look a lot longer when you don't have your buddy yeah. behind you going, yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, I hit a lot more one-handed putts. I hit a bunch of putts with my wedges. And different things, and use different clubs so that I don't get too stuck on my putting stroke or anything like that. And really start looking at, if you hit a few putts with the edge of your wedge before you go play, and let's say you hit 20 putts, you will actually go out looking at the line and how you need to roll the ball much more than you will how you're stroking your putter. And so I've been doing that a lot more lately. Counting on my putting stroke's pretty good. Most players have established a decent, repeatable stroke, and you got to get off of the stroke part of it and start thinking line and speed, and just let your stroke be what it is. And that, I think that's the hardest difference between playing regular golf and getting to tournament golf and playing well in tournament golf.
Brian, I have a question about long irons and club selection. Those of us who really would rather not hit a 3-iron or 4-iron, we've got equivalent hybrids. I know I do that toy with. What would you say to folks about using, say an equivalent hybrid to a 4-iron or 3-iron? Is it more forgiving, or is it just a matter of player preference?
Well, a lot of that has to do with a player's speed. And so the irons that I put in the player's hands, as far as like a 3-iron, 4-iron, 2-iron at times, really depends on how much speed they have. The new hybrid irons that they have out there still create great shots, and they're very forgiving, but they still require a lot more speed if you want a ball to stop. We can hit these line drives with those clubs if you don't have a lot of speed, and that kind of might have a purpose depending on the golf course you play regularly. Hybrids for the average player will hit the ball much higher, and the ball will land more like an iron than the iron hybrids will. So it's definitely a benefit to the average player for sure. And then as players have more speed, they can go into either a 3 or 4 iron, whether that matches their set, depending on how much speed they have, or if they go more toward a hybrid type iron. And again, that player has quite a bit more speed. So just to give everybody an idea, I do hit balls right around 290, off the tee. I'll hit 3 or 4 balls at 300 yards, during my round. And my longest iron in my bag is a hybrid 4-iron. And so it is an iron, but it's a meaty 4-iron. So that tells you that, you know, even at my speed, for someone that, you know, hits a number of balls at 300 yards during the play, the 3-iron for me just isn't even an option.
And some people are looking at those 7-woods. They're becoming very, very popular. 7-woods and 5-woods and even beyond the 7-wood realm.
Yeah. The 7-woods, 5-woods, you know, that in that world, and all the way up into even 4-woods for that matter. So a lot of players, the average player probably really can't even hit a 15-degree 3-wood better than they can hit a 5-wood or maybe even a 4-wood, something in that 16-degree world, 16.5 or 17 degrees. I put in this past, I guess it's been 3 or 4 years already. It might be pushing 5 now that I think about it, but a 5-wood and then a strong 3-wood. So that gives me the opportunity when I'm out playing with the college kids that just absolutely pound it. It gets me to some of the par 5s from the longer tee boxes with a good lie in the fairway with my strong 3-wood. But majority of the time you have a fair lie. I pick up that 5-wood and I say it many times when I'm playing, especially casual rounds, I think, why did I ever take that 5-wood out of my bag when I was a kid? Because this thing is so easy to hit. And at my speed, I can still hit it 250, 255 if I'm feeling good. And that's a long way. And that's all I typically need. And so that thing comes out of my bag a lot. And the other cool thing about a 5-wood, because my longest iron is that hybrid 4-iron, is that I can choke all the way to the bottom of the grip and hit that thing out of some really bad lies.
Right. Brian Haas joining us, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at 3, coming up on 3:46. If you have a question about your game, get it to us, 319-366-1600. We got one here on the text line, and I can relate. Every golfer can relate to this one about having some yips situations here. It says, drivers and irons are going okay, but the others, when I stand over the ball, I'm almost scared to swing because nothing is working. And we have all been there, my friend, and it is not a fun feeling. Any advice?
Yeah, absolutely. So that goes back to what I was talking about, tournament golf and regular golf. And a lot, we all work on our golf swing so much, we think about the actual swing too much as opposed to thinking target. And so start getting more target oriented and really think about finish, you know, where am I going to finish and hold that finish through that swing and really think about the flight as opposed to the golf swing itself. Mm. So when players get the yips, it's hesitation because they don't trust their golf swing. And a lot of times their swing is actually just fine. They just have that hesitation in their head and we have to get through that piece of it. So the big piece there is really just getting the player to let go. So check grip pressure and then make sure that it's light and it's in your fingers. And then from there, it's think more target and finish right to it. And just keep doing it until you kind of get that out of your head that you're hitting at the ball typically when you have the yips as opposed to hitting through it.
Play free and make it simple, Brian.
Yeah. The KISS method is really good. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Or PGA, posture grip alignment, that you talk about a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one as well, too, right? And a lot of times, too, the yips can come from that. If your alignment is off and your posture is a little bit out of whack because of your alignment, it does make it hard to get to your finish point.
It does. It does. One more. Dan is texting in to us, and this is a common problem as well. Says he has issues with the woods. Driver, 3-wood, 5-wood. 7 out of 10 shots go 125 to 175 with a big slice, and then he'll get that straight ball that goes, you know, much farther than that, and he's not sure what they've done, what he has done differently when they go straight comparing to when they slice. But I think you can give them Dan a very good answer on why that is happening.
Yeah, most of the time, Dan, when that happens, you're a lot of it is grip and alignment and just getting those corrected. So using alignment sticks when you're practicing is the easiest thing to do. Get started with that and then adjust your grip once your alignment is set. Because your alignment, your grip is typically indicative of what your alignment is. So players end up with a bad alignment, and then they fix their grip trying to fix their alignment. And if we lay some sticks down, if we take two sticks and we put a ball down on the ground, put one stick up that runs straight behind the ball, but not next to it so that you don't hit it, but directly to your target, whatever you want that target to be. So if you're going to play a little cut, it's going to be just a little bit left of it. If it's going to be a little draw, it's going to be a little bit right of it. And then you're going to run a stick between your feet and the ball that runs parallel to it, and then climb in there and see what that looks like to you. And a lot of times that'll look really crooked. So if you've been aiming way right, trying to swing across your body, you're going to feel like you're way left, and vice versa. So that's the first step. And then once you climb in there, hit a few shots, see where it's headed, and adjust your grip accordingly.
I don't know what you've seen, Brian, but with the moisture we've had, what I see is these courses haven't been much better shape than this year.
Oh, I agree. In fact, the few courses that I've been around lately, too, the superintendents have done a great job because, I'm just going to say a number. I don't know what the exact number is, but 10 inches of rain. Mm-hmm. And some of it's been monsoon-like. They've done a great job, mitigating that water and making sure that the playing conditions are as good as they can make them for the amount of rain that we've had. But when we have that much rain, though, we're going to have green, lush golf courses, so your ball's not going to bounce as much. It's going to stay where you hit it a little bit, so it makes the golf courses maybe a little bit longer. But definitely they're in great conditions. And the other big piece, too, and I think we usually always say that in our show, is that because it's soft, you're going to hit some greens and you're going to make some big gouges in the greens with your ball, making ball marks, and we got to make sure that we're fixing those. But lately, it seems like I've been fixing 5 and 6 extra ones on every green that I've been on.
Yep, that is the case. We're going to take a short break, come back more with Brian, and we'll talk about the Open Championship and have more Caddy Smack in the Gym Class on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Empower. Tim collects bobbleheads, a lot of bobbleheads. Baseball bobbleheads, race car bobbleheads, little chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little. But Tim works with Empower, and he got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Back with you at 3:52 as we close up shop for a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Again, we are off tomorrow. Cubs and what's left of the Baltimore Orioles will play at Wrigley Field. Ryan O'Hearn is the latest to leave town. So, Baltimore, man, that is a team. Next year can still be in the playoffs. But Cedric Mullins is gone, and others, this is a crazy day. And we've got another hour. Spencer on Sports is coming up next. He will be hitting refresh on the phone and the computer ad nauseum for an hour to keep up with what could be a very volatile final hour of the trade deadline, Mark.
Well, at least some people on the sports staff have things to look forward to in August and September.
Yeah.
There you go. Brian Haas joining us here for a couple more minutes. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll have Brian on one more time here before we close up shop this summer. But looking back at the Open Championship, another Scottie Scheffler win. And it's not even the end. They didn't even wait till the back nine before the comparisons started with Tiger Woods and what he did 25 years ago. Remains to be seen. There's still a lot left on Scotty's career, but he's doing Tiger-like things right now, and I think he's taking it in stride at the moment. And we'll see if he's able to, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever going to duplicate what Jack and Tiger did, but Scotty right now is at the top of the golf world.
You media types need something to talk about.
It's silly, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, leave the poor guy alone. He's just playing some really good golf, and I think it's fun too to do the comparisons, because that's what we do. When Phil was playing, we're always wondering why how he's chasing Tiger, and David Duvall when he was number one. Ooh, look out, Tiger, and all of that. We've done it with a bunch of players over the years, and it's fun. There's no doubt about it, to do the comparisons, but no one's been there. No one's touched Jack Nicklaus, to be honest, not even Tiger. And so it's fun to make the comparisons, and I'm having a blast watching Scotty, because he plays what we call decade golf. And if you're not familiar with decade, it's talking about shot shape and where you start your ball online and where you're ending up, and that you're playing away from, the danger areas, that sort of thing. And as I watched Scotty come in, on his final holes, I mean, he hit some big old banana cuts, just put them in the fairway. And he was just hitting shots that were absolutely controllable. And they weren't pretty, right? They were big, 20, 30-yard cuts. Which we would call slices. That was the shot he needed to put the ball in the fairway, to stay on top of the leaderboard. And that's been fun for me to watch. And I've been pulling those up for my students and making sure that they understand that, he's not out there just trying to rip at targets and knock the flag sticks down. And when the ball cuts, the exact amount he wants it to, that's when he's hitting good shots. And when it doesn't, it just stays out to the left side of whatever he's aimed at.
Jack is also a very good actor, too.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, too. Yeah. If you have not seen it.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of the aftermath videos, from the movie, and it was funny that they're talking about Nick Faldo wouldn't say the lines that he was given, and they had to do multiple takes because he kept ad-libbing. So I've had a lot of fun watching all of those, and then today, for a little while in the lab, we had Bryson and Adam Sandler on as they tried to break 50 from the Ford tees, and they actually made a pretty good run at it.
he's a YouTube sensation. Brian,
yes,
best of luck coming up this weekend.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to play, and I love competition. That's, I think, the fun part, and I think it's good for my students that I still play, and I still understand what they go through, day in and day out as they're trying to compete. And so I like to stay in that world a little bit, just so that I have those same feelings.
All right. Go check out Brian at lakehousesports.com, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
You bet. And stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. More on the trade deadline. He'll have all the latest coming up between 4 and 6. Leading up to football tonight, Chargers and the Lions from Canton, Ohio. We'll talk Monday.
See you then.
All right. Spend the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just